Moving can be a challenging endeavor. Moving at 98 years of age can be simply remarkable. After 6 decades of calling New Jersey her home, June Scott moved this summer. With the help of her cousin, she is now at an assisted living facility outside of Baltimore, closer to her family. As part of our summer moving series, we spoke to Mrs. Scott and her younger cousin, Tracy Wright, who helped with the move.
We weren't sure that we were going to move Cousin June until she acknowledged and acquiesced that she needed a little bit more care. And when she told us that, we started looking at places in Baltimore that we thought would meet her requirements and her specificity.
It was quite a surprise because I had been living independently since the time that my husband died. I used to come to visit my relatives here on the Christmas holidays and always look forward to being with them. And I'm so glad that they remembered me after all these years.
We decided that we needed to move her quickly, and I think it's been wonderful, and she seems happy.
I've had some ups and downs. We moved in a hurry.
She loves to keep mementos and souvenirs and things that are precious to her. So that meant we had to pack up all of those things while she told us where each thing should go. When I left New Jersey and I drove alone, I was in tears because I felt like we pulled off the impossible for someone who is amazing.
And I'm still looking for things that I can't find that I'm hoping is around here.
The new place is lovely, but we have some things to unpack and pictures to put on the wall and to make it a little bit more comfortable for her. But what I know and for all of us is that we are so blessed that she's close to us. How often do we visit?
Every day on the telephone, and every day somebody new is popping their head in my door.
My sisters and I are here, I would say, almost every day to check in to make sure she has what she needs or if she needs a treat or just that she's comfortable.
I'm just looking forward to tomorrow. I hope I make it.
You will make it.
Maybe I'll be talking to you next year this time.
That's right. That's right, you will.
June Scott and Tracy Wright of Baltimore. If you are moving this summer and have a story to tell us, please email us weekend@npr.org and put moving in the subject line. We might contact you for more details.